That's what I'm talking about.
And ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Gordon Keith.
Having the time of his life. Thank you.
Damn!
And here he is, having the time of his life.
Thank you, thank you.
That's still in my vocabulary now. I'm trying to get it out.
Laptop's damn?
Yes, the laptop's damn. It's something damn. That every time something unexpected happens to me, that's how I react. And I love it.
All right. Hey.
So you've infiltrated my mindset.
All right.
Like you normally do. What's with your hair? Why do you have the bang sitting right?
Oh, it's curling off the front of your
right.
forehead.
It's like you have a unicorn.
What?
Just a horn. It was just one. Huh. Yeah, horn.
Interesting.
Unicorn horn.
All right, you sent me down a rabbit hole trying to figure out how many cars I've had. Because Donnie says that he has fewer cars than...
I would think so, because I drive the hell out of them.
You do. Didn't that Geo you put, what, 200,000 miles on?
Over 200,000, yeah.
Mm.
And then over 250,000 on the Sport Track.
So how many cars, not including your wife, have you just had?
Just me?
Yes. Is that five? Four?
Three?
Is,
two?
The Prism, the Sport Track, the Sentra, and the Accord.
Wow.
Four cars.
And then we kind of overlap because the BMW was actually for her. And then I started driving it when, I don't know how many years later, then, you know, we paid that off and she got another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had that Infiniti that we were kind of using as our weekend car. That was just a hoity-toity. I know we felt grown when we got that one. We really did. It's just some of those milestone moments in your life where you feel like, okay.
Uh-huh.
It feels real.
Another little detail about Donovan is how many used cars have you bought?
Used?
Uh-huh. Zero.
One.
That's right.
The BMW.
The others
had
20,000
miles on it.
Brand new.
Everything else is new.
He's a brand new guy.
That's fascinating to me. Because I've only bought one brand new vehicle, and all mine have been used.
I feel like I'm definitely in the minority on that. A lot of people, hey, I'm just buying used. You maximize it, stretch it out. But I know. I'm going to drive it until the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So just get brand new and get everything you can out of it. I know as soon as you drive off the lot, it is depreciated. That's fine.
That's why you buy the used one. It's only a year old.
But I'm getting
too old.
Everything
You're too old.
Out of this one.
Okay.
And I squeeze it all out. So I feel like I definitely get my money's worth because I'm driving it 8-9 years. How can you tell me I didn't get my money's worth?
No, some people cannot stand driving a car more than 2 years. Like, they get bored of cars.
I guess.
And the crazy thing is, I swear, a lot of people that I know that get bored of cars and switch out after, like, 2 years are people who I ask them, well, what kind of car was it? It's like a white-looking car.
They don't even know what it was.
Generic. No.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because in that situation, I assume that's mainly leasing.
Yes.
If they're doing that.
Right,
and so,
right.
Like, I'm leasing my car right now, but I plan on refinancing and buying it in a couple of years because the mileage thing just doesn't make sense for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you put so few miles or too many
too
miles?
Too many miles.
Okay.
And
I
said,
well,
too many miles guy, Gordon?
No, I don't, because I enjoy vehicles. Let me just say that. So I usually have a few.
So you don't drive one consistently. No,
I take that back because now this car that I have now, I pretty much drive it all the time. I used to always also have a truck, but the problem is I got too big of a truck this time, so it's such a bad daily driver because it's too big because I got to use it to pull the Airstream. And so I basically just drive the little small car all the time. Yeah.
He got a truck just to pull the Airstream.
But even...
Man, I need to see that.
That wasn't the idea. The idea was I would also have a truck for utility function, and then it just, you know...
See, that went out
of... I still use it every once in a while to haul stuff, but...
That went out of my mindset a long time ago, because I thought, all right, you know what? And I'm not a handy guy at all. I don't do anything. I can't do anything. But I felt like, okay, I needed a truck. And that's why I got the SUV with the truck bed, the Sport Track that I had.
Yeah.
Love the car. But you will get a lot of people asking to borrow that thing if you have some sort of truck. And then I said, okay, well, no, I'm not going to help you. You can just borrow the truck, and then you're worried about your truck.
Yeah, and then they'll tear it up.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. and the bumper's all falling off. Everything's scratched up.
So even when I drive a car, you know, exclusively for a year, I don't put more than 10,000 miles a year on a car.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Because I'm like 18 to 20,000 miles a year.
Dang.
I'm around that range also.
Dang. That's a lot.
And see, I think what we default in our home, we default on using my car.
So all your together trips are your car.
Yeah, if we're going to get something to eat, we'll jump in my car. Or we're going to the gym, we go in my car. Now, if we go to see her mom, it's hers. Oh, we're going to have to drive to Austin here in a few weeks.
Yeah.
We'll jump in hers. But other than that, it's usually mine. And that's where all the miles come in.
Do you have relatively equal cars? Or does she always have the nicer one? Or do you always have the nicer one? Or does it switch off?
It switches off. I think we lean toward her having she definitely has the nicer car now.
Mm-hmm.
But
growing up, my mom always had the nicer car. My dad always had to drive the beater.
It was not even close growing up with me.
Mom had the nicer one?
Yes, yeah. All the time. And my dad, he just loves old cars. So
he was always nursing one along.
He's still driving a Honda Accord that's like an 80s model.
Really?
He calls it Tyrone.
It's not the 80s model that I love, that generation with the pop-up lights.
No okay. Pop-up lights.
Oh, those were cool. I had a car that
those
did
are the
that.
Best.
And they go, what was the other? There's a lot. It's a few different models that had the pop-up lights, right? Wasn't it a
in the Honda lineup? It was just the Accord and the Prelude.
The Prelude. I always thought those were fabulous cars.
Did the Civic have pop-up lights back then? I don't know. Yeah, the Prelude was the sporty little thing, little two door. It's great.
Yeah, I had a Nissan 240SX that had those flip-up lights.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That thing was badass.
What color was that?
Like silver gray, I guess. Like dark gray. Had very a sunroof nice. And everything.
I got talked about yesterday because I said right now, if I were to purchase a new vehicle and there were two cars, one automatic, one standard, I would go standard.
Okay.
And they yelled at me.
Really?
Yeah. There's no way. No way, man. That's what they said.
I love standards. No my next car is going to be a standard. You better hurry if you want one, because they're not going to make them new anymore.
And I just can't buy a used.
Right. You can't buy used. But I will say there are two times where I've been interested in a car because it was one of the few models that was offered as a standard. And then I went in and test drove them, loved them, but they had really good automatic transmissions in them as well, and ended up going with the automatic transmission. And I hate myself for it, but there's something great about having a sporty, dart-around little car that has great suspension, upgraded brakes. You can ride it hard. That's just point and shoot. It has such an incredible automatic transmission with a dual clutch system in it. It just, it's so fun.
And I've never used, because my car now, if you want to kind of switch gears like a standard, you can. It just, it doesn't feel right.
No, it's not.
And I don't even know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I push the button mistakenly and it...
it's revving really high.
And then you're looking around, what did I hit? Where is this?
Right. Like, the RPMs go all the way up to 8. I'm like, I don't know what to do here. How do I... And I come to a complete stop.
What was the last time you drove a stick shift?
Man, my first car had a stick shift, and I think that's the last time I've driven one.
And you want
so
that
you're
again?
That out of practice?
My
I'd get back into that so easily.
What a beating. I have zero desire to do that.
Man, there is nothing like if you need to pick up a little speed and you're so downshifting just to get up and, I love it.
Maybe you should race cars somewhere to get this.
Well, my dad was a drag racer. I don't know if it's in my DNA or not, because he had the old 55 Chevy that he would, start up. Every Sunday when I was growing up, and he'd go down to the end of the street because we had a really straight street, and he'd go down to the end of the street and he'd rev it up and he'd punch it just down the street, and that was it. And I loved it every single week. Like, is it time yet? And he said, come on, let's go. And he'd fight. It was loud, orange. Dude, I love that.
How many old cars does he have right now?
Oh my gosh. He probably still has about 5 or 6 just around the, around the Metroplex. He has them at other people's houses, just storing them. And he's just not into it now. Like, that was his thing.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to sell them.
Every so often I've asked him, hey, man, let's see if we can get that thing going. Let's crank it up. And he go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it just doesn't, he doesn't even think about it anymore.
Weird.
But there's a 68, 69 Camaro that's somewhere. I think it's over there by Bishop Dunn at one of his relatives' homes. That is, I love that car ever since he got it. And he doesn't want to fire that thing up. I wonder if he'll let me. No, he probably wouldn't let me.
It's going to take a lot of work to get that thing fired up, probably.
Maybe. But for that, I wouldn't care. I'd dump whatever we need to dump into it to get that going. And I would definitely use that as a special occasion. But I just don't have a lot of room in my garage to store a car. Like, I wouldn't want to leave that car outside.
Matt, what was your first car?
My very first car was a 1984 Delta 88 Oldsmobile.
Ah, yes.
My dad gave
me. We had an 83 Delta 88.
After he upgraded his car, he gave me that. And I drove that through high school. And then I got the 240
SX. Did it have the cassette player that had the press up for rewind and down for forward?
Yeah, it was.
Forward?
Man, that thing, and it wouldn't go. Because, you know, when you're 16, you try to see how fast can I go. That thing, if you got it close to 85, it would shake like crazy. So.
That's a tire issue.
I never.
Because that thing had a big V8 in it.
Man, it, but I learned how to park. I could park anywhere because of that. Because it was massive.
That was the car I learned to drive on.
Yeah.
Delta 88.
My grandfather had the Mercury Cougar.
Love Mercury Cougars.
The emblem with the Cougar on the front.
It was loved it.
Yeah, it was big, man. I love that car.
But so those have opera windows in them. I can't remember whether the Cougar did as well. And was the Cougar the identical stablemate to the Thunderbird, or were they two different platforms? Because Mercury and Ford, I think, were owned by the same people at
now
the time.
Now you're getting out of my depths.
What is an opera window?
They're in the back. They're the little oval or circular windows, because the back seat is only a two-door.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And
okay.
If you're sitting in the back seat, you would have a little opera window that you could look at.
I got you. In the
side of the back.
I got you.
I took my driver's test in a 77 Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
That was so big in the front.
Man.
It took the hood
just goes out there for days.
Dude.
And I loved when you would have I loved hood ornaments back in those days, be on the front of that long expanse of a hood.
Yep.
And then I loved when you had integrated turn signals that were sticking up on the hood too. That was an option that fancy people got.
The thing was the Mercedes-Benz hood emblem would get stolen all the time.
Yeah,
but man, that thing
off.
On the front, if a big Benz was just rolling by, was gorgeous. No more hood emblems, huh?
No, nobody has hood ornaments anymore.
I never thought about that. It's like antenna. Nobody has.
Jaguar did for a while. They still had the leaping Jaguar for a while.
I'll bet you Rolls. You think a Rolls Royce will still have
it? I bet Rolls does.
Maybe.
Just the really, really fancy cars with the hood ornament.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I would go to the Cougar and kind of bend it over.
Yeah.
Just mess around with it. My grandfather, hey, leave that alone.
Those are cool.
Like, hey, I have to.
Wow.
That's what it's there for.
Hood ornaments.
Ah.
Love Mercury Cougars. I go to that Dallas Auto Show when they have it. You can go look at all those classic cars that people have redone when they have the auction down there.
Yeah. Any car show, whether it's in a parking lot of a restaurant or something like that, it always catches my eye. And you go and check it out. When you go to the fair, the car display is the first. That's why we got the Infiniti. We went to the fair and saw it and went, oh my gosh, this is a great looking car. And went and got one as a grown-up purchase. And it worked. We kept that car for 15 years.
Boy, as a young couple buying your first new car together, that's a rite of passage.
I know. And it was separately at first. And then all of a sudden, that was the first one where we went together and said, yeah. And it was like New Year's Day or the day after when they had the sales. And we just got
Were
a
you in
deal.
There for 8 hours?
No. We took the picture. I probably still have the picture in my phone.
Arm around
her. Like, yeah,
we got it.
This is our grown-up car.
Man.
We're just going to use this on the weekends and special occasions.
And then you have the rule: we're not going to eat in the car. And then that lasts for about 3 months.
3 months, even that. 3 days. Like, I'm starving. Pull over here.
Got to keep this super clean on the inside. And a week later, you're like, what happened?
You got fries all down.
And it's all that you're putting seat covers on it because you don't want to make sure everything is fine. And then that just definitely goes out the window. Hey. Uh-oh, I spilled the Coke. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
So true.
All right, put up the signal.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey, hey. Everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Gordon.
Come on, Will Connolly.
Gordon.
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 The other Nico making people upset. We'll discuss that next here at Ticket.